Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Oh.
On this marvelous Monday.
It is, October 2nd, and we are going to have a Do Not Fear scripture of Matthew 10, verse 19. Matthew 10, 19 says, "But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say." I think that's a way of saying, do not worry about what may or may not happen. And if it happens, then God will be with you at that moment.
That's it, right when you need it.
That's it.
Today's call, we're going to talk about God chose you for something special. Hallelujah. When you were a child, did you ever play a game where two leaders took turns and picked to determine whose side you would be on? And you know,
I wonder if that happens anymore.
I don't know.
That was the way we played games in our neighborhood.
That's how we did it, too. As a boy, we chose sides while playing all sporting events. If you were athletically challenged, you were basically the last kid who was grudgingly chosen. I can often remember the last pair being chosen with an air of disgust, since the team would be stuck with the least non-athletic type. Fortunately for my own self-esteem, I was never the last one to be chosen. But I can surely empathize with how the last kid who was picked must have felt. We got a revelation for you. When it comes to God's team, you're always first. Hallelujah. Even if all the rest of the people born on planet Earth were counted for and you turned up lost, the shepherd of your soul would go after you. Luke 15:4, New Living Translation. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go in search of the one that was lost until he finds it? 1 Thessalonians 4:4, Classic Amplified. Oh, brethren, beloved by God, we recognize and know that he has selected, chosen you. I hope you heard that real clear. Of all the people who are currently drawing a breath on planet Earth, God, the master of the universe, has chosen you.
Praise the Lord.
The Message Bible translation of 1 Thessalonians 4:4-5. 1 Thessalonians 4:4-5. I love this. God not only loves you very much, but also has put his hand on you for something special. When the message we preach came to you, it wasn't just words. Something happened in you. The Holy Spirit put steel in your convictions. Personalize that. God not only loves Lawrence very much, but he also has put his hand on him for something special. When the message we preach came to Lawrence, it wasn't just words. Something happened in Lawrence. The Holy Spirit put steel in his convictions.
Hallelujah.
Personalize that for you. It doesn't matter whether you can play sports, play an instrument in the band, or sing in a glee club. You have something special to achieve in your life because God made sure you were born.
That's right. Everybody has a special gift. There are five things we need to know about our special assignments in order to maybe fulfill them in our lives and to make sure that we know that God has his hand on us. Number one, God loves you very much. Remember when you were in Sunday school, if you were brought up in Sunday school, and truthfully I wasn't, but I can remember hearing this at some point or another. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. How can we be sure that God loves us so very much? Well, he sent his very best. And we're not talking about a Hallmark card. We're talking about he sent his very best to redeem us, and die for us. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You know God has to love you because he allowed his only son to be accused, tried, persecuted, tortured, and eventually killed, being a sinless being for us to take our sins and our sicknesses to the cross. God did all of this because he loved us that much. In John 16:27, Contemporary English Version, says, God the Father loves you because you love me and you believe that I have come from him.
Wow. Number two, God had his hand on you for a special assignment. The scripture in 1 Thessalonians 4:4 is clear. God has something special for you to do with your life. Jeremiah 29:11, New International Version. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. However, we got to be willing to accept and act on his plans for our lives. Numbers 30:2, New Century Version. If a man makes a promise to the Lord, or says he'll do something special, he must keep his promise. He must do what he says. God's assignment for your life isn't just something that happens once revealed. You seek his direction and write out your plans to accomplish that something special. 2 Timothy 1:1, Message Bible. I, Paul, am on special assignment for Christ, carrying out God's plans laid out in the message of life by Jesus. I write this to you, Timothy, the son I love so much. All the best from God and Christ to be yours, to be bold with God's gifts.
Number three, God's words should never flow in one ear and then right out the other. If something goes in one ear and out the other, it means that, well, you weren't either focused on what was being said, or you didn't understand or comprehend what was said, or you were bored or uninterested about what was said. We recommend that you don't daydream when the word of God is being spoken. You don't want to miss anything that God wants you to have. Matthew 13:13 in the Message Bible says, this is the reason that I speak to them in parables, because having the power of seeing, they do not see, and having the power of hearing, they do not hear, nor do they grasp and understand. When you hear and receive and understand the words of God, you will be blessed even more. Mark 4:24 in the New Living Translation says, then he added, pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more you understand you will be given. The more understanding you will be given, and you will receive even more.
I love it. Number four, God's word will change you. The word of God can soften the hardest heart, wash away the darkest sin, tame the most rebellious person, turn the worst sinner to the best saint, and yes, it can give you life abundantly now and eternally. John 6:63, Classic Amplified. It is the Spirit who gives life. He is a life giver. The flesh conveys no benefit whatever. There's no profit in it. The words, truths that I've been speaking to you are spirit and life. Luke 13:3, Classic Amplified. I tell you no, unless you repent, change your mind for the better, and heartily amend your ways with abhorrence of your past sins, you will all likewise perish and be lost eternally. Proverbs 18:20, Contemporary English Version. Make your words good. You'll be glad you did.
I love that.
I do too, baby.
Make your words good. You will be glad you did. Number five, the Holy Spirit will give you a backbone. Have you ever were you ever picked on in school by a bunch of bullies? Was there a time when there was an older sibling or someone who came to your rescue? If somebody rescued you, how'd that make you feel? Invincible?
Yes.
Like, hey, show them? Well, isn't it nice to know that even though you may have been picked on in school and maybe there wasn't anybody there to take up your part of the, defense system here, It's good to know this. Jesus is always ready to make the bullies of this world tuck their tail and run for the door. Joshua 10:8, you can call on your big brother. 10:8 in the New Living Translation says, "Do not be afraid of them," the Lord said to Joshua, "for I have given you victory over them. Not a single one of them will be able to stand up to you." You know, you will never have to face any battles in life again alone once you're born again. Mark 9:27, New Century Version says, Jesus took his hand and helped him to stand up. Hebrews 13:5 gives us this incredible assurance. This is in the Classic Amplified Bible. First, it says, "Let your character or moral disposition be free from the love of money, including greed or avarice or lust or craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. For he, God himself, has said,
Hallelujah.
I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down. Relax my hold on you, assuredly not." If that does not clear, I will not. You know, this is what he's saying, though. Final note on that. God chose you first because he has something special for you. It's time that we need to stand up to the occasion, so that the Lord God can be willing, ready, able, and to use and work through us.
You know, this isn't this scripture, 1 Thessalonians 4:4-5, those two verses. It isn't just other verses. These are two great verses for you to get down inside of you starting on Monday morning. Get a hold of it. Listen, God not only loves you very much, but also has put his hand on you for something special. Don't ever doubt that. When the message we preach came to you, it wasn't just words. Something happened in you. The Holy Spirit put steel in your convictions. Hallelujah. Don't ever doubt that God's got his hand on you for something special. Accept that. Believe it. Walk in it. Manifest it. Hallelujah. Until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.